In terms of the preoperative part of this, Chris Crane wrote an editorial, I guess about a year and a half ago, at the point before the oxaliplatin kind of had come in, criticizing, you know, looking at the issue of capecitabine versus continuous infusion 5-FU in terms of whether or not it was a worthy sort of research question. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's not the world's most exciting question, but it would be a question that would be happy to have the answer to.
How do you approach those patients in your own practice in terms of selection of chemotherapy, capecitabine versus 5-FU?
So at the present time, our standard is to use continuous infusion 5-FU. That's the approach that has the most experience. It has the data that is positive. And so I still think that's appropriate to use that as a standard. And we do use capecitabine in patients in whom there's a reason not to use continuous infusion 5-FU. Patient won't tolerate the pump, or they can't have an indwelling catheter for some reason. But the majority of patients end up getting continuous infusion 5-FU.
I'm always curious about how people discuss these things with patients and how they present them. Do you bring up capecitabine as a possibility, or do you wait and see if there's going to be some kind of an issue in terms of the 5-FU?
Well, our standard has been to use continuous infusion 5-FU. So we usually present that to the patient as our preferred method of treatment. And we certainly acknowledge that there are other approaches, but that is usually the standard that we put forward.